views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I am excited about today. One of my favorite ways to connect with spirit is through painting. And I want to tell you a little bit about what I'm doing here, because this is not something that you have to have an artistic talent to do, because you're going, it helps you go to that right side of the brain, helps you tap into that creativity that can help you connect to spirit. So I find that when you allow yourself to go into a place that you have no idea what's going to happen from one moment to the next, you're more open to receive. And it's instead of that ego or that side of us that's trying to control the outcome, you don't know which way to go because you're allowing yourself to flow with it. So I find this to be a very inspiring way to connect with angels as well. They show up in paintings all the time for me. I love it. The horse icon that I have, if you've been to the, there goes my co-host again. My neighborhood is under about 11 inches of snow, and everybody's trying to dig out there, and she doesn't like all the trucks out there. So bear with me on that. So this will be fun. But when you are going into intuitive painting, you have your flow. It's with color, the energy of color. You're going with your instincts, and it's helping you to tap into what's going on in your energetic field. You are just going to go with it. When we take that and we just allow it to flow through into the pencil, paintbrush, crayon, whatever you might be using, you're going to pull out what's in that energy field that you're trying to understand. And maybe you're trying to find out what's holding you back. Maybe you're trying to find out how to open up into something new. You're going to take it out of that energy field, put it right onto the paper in the physical form, and it's going to reflect right back to you. So it's incredible. Now, during the show, I have all of my paints here, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I'm using. I'm using a small travel. Emmy's really going to be part of the show today, Brian. That's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. She's on the first floor. I'm on the third floor. But everybody's trying to dig out. It's been quite a weather system for us. We're not used to this much snow here. So I'm just happy I get to do radio right here, and I don't have to go anywhere. Anyway, I'm using a small travel watercolor set. And you can get these little sets that are for children, those little hard pan sets. Oh, please, Emmy. Please calm down, Emmy. And you can pay like $2 for these sets. So you don't have to have anything fancy. I like this size because it's small, and I'm trying to fit everything onto this desk and do radio. And we're really going out of the box with radio, because radio is just the voice and the sound. And what this is doing is this is going to engage your imagination to go with me in this journey. So I'm excited about this. We're going to be painting a message from the angels about all of humanity and what they want to say to you. And then if you want to call in, and we have anybody that wants to do this, you can call in and we'll do an intuitive painting for you. And everything that I paint during the show today, I'm going to load up on my website this afternoon. I've got to get them scanned in and let them dry and all that good stuff. But I'm going to get them into the website so you can view what we did today. You can find so many answers this way. And like I said, there's no talent involved. If you have crayons, you could use that. I find watercolors are one of the best ways with this form of connection because they're harder to control. If you are a painter or you are in the arts, a lot of people that are in the arts, they love this because you may be stronger at oil painting or using pastels. But if you use something like this, everybody in the art world knows that watercolor's a little less forgiving is the way we describe it, because it'll just flow wherever it wants to go. And that's what you want to do with this. You don't want to try to control it. You want it to do what it's going to do. Now, when I put this paint down on the paper, I'm not going to try to draw something. I'm not going to try to make it take a shape or form. I'm just going to go and let it show me what it wants to do. And when it goes onto the paper in the beginning, it just looks like a lot of loose form color. What I have found so exciting about this style is something always shows up in there. The horse painting, like I was saying, that's in my icon for my radio show, that was an intuitive painting. If you've listened to the show, you've heard me talk about that before. I was not trying to paint a horse. I went later in when I saw the horse starting to pop up in the painting, and then I finished out the details. But it was not the intention when I sat down to paint a white horse. It came to me. A lot of animals and a lot of things in nature will pop up in the ones that I do because I'm very connected that way. And that's how they communicate with me because I know the language. They'll use different symbols to tell me certain messages. They'll show me different things that way. And it'll also come through with the color choices because there's some energy behind color. There's a shadow and a positive to every color as well. For example, the color red is known to be associated with, take action. You're proactive. It's a very confident color. They say that's a great color to wear if you're going in for a job interview. It shows that you have strength. It can also be a color of anger and intensity and aggression. So see, there's a shadow and there's also a positive to that. It's understanding which one you have popping up, and they will show up with different hues, depending on the brightness or if they have a little bit more mud, if they have like a darker black or gray clouding it up, that's going to show you different levels or direction, whether it's a positive or a negative in the color. So when you go to do this, you're not trying to paint anything, and that's the beauty of it. You don't have to learn how to draw. You don't have to know any talent in this. You're tapping into your energy field. You're tapping into what the angels are trying to bring you in a message in your energy field. Because your guardian angel, for example, is always within your energy field, right there. So they're with you. They're all around you. And this gives them a tool to help communicate with you. And it's fun. It's so fun. So I have paintings all over the place that are surprises to me. It's like a gift to sit down and have no idea what you're going to do, which is exactly the way we are doing this show. I've got all my things around me, but I have no idea what's going to come out on the paper. We're just going to go for it. And I wanted to do this live through the show. I don't know if I'm bringing a visual into radio, and I thought, let's do this. Why not? I love going out of the box to find what's in the box. I've always said that, and I believe a couple of years ago I said that to a scientist, and he said that's impossible. If it's not in one box, it has to go in another box. And I said, no. If it's out of the box, that's a spiritual thing. We're not in that box. But he was really literal with what I said, and I absolutely adored him because it was that logic left side of the brain, and I was engaging with the right side of the brain, and we have different there's different rules, so to speak. I wouldn't even say there's rules. There's just a different way to approach things when you're on the creative side. It's not bound by the laws of physics. Stay with us, guys. When we come back from break, I'm going to start painting one of the messages that's going to be coming through for humanity. And if you want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819 if you would like an intuitive angel painting read during the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I will be right back after the break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we're having some fun today. We are doing intuitive angel painting reads. I am actually painting these live, and I've already got Archangel Ariel coming in, and this is one that I'm painting for humanity. If you're just tuning in, I'm going to be talking while I do this, so you might hear some brush strokes and things like that. But she's coming in very strong with a very soft and gentle blue. And it's wispy. It's very wispy. I'm feeling a coolness and a calming down and just calm down. It's going to be okay. That's what I'm picking up from her. And I'm not trying to do anything but put the color out on the paper. I'm using a watercolor set. If you just tuned in and you're not sure what I'm doing, I'm using a watercolor set, a small one, like for travel. Those little hard pan paints where you just wet the brush. You know, you can get children's sets that are great for this. We're not trying to paint anything. I'm just trying to do the stroke that I feel in the energy that's coming out, and I'm using the color. Right now it's blue, and she just had me switch over to a more royal blue, and she's bringing it in a little bit more intense. Ariel always feels feminine to me. It's very connected with angel, nature, also a lot of courage. And I'm feeling a lot of the indigo energy with this one. I'm feeling a lot of the passion of the indigos really starting to wind up. I mean, they're passionate about what's happening with nature and the environment, what's being mistreated, things like that. Now, I'm not trying to spin up the activists to go out there and get in a line and get handcuffs on. I'm not trying to do that. I am trying to let you know that you feel passionate because that's in your nature and you came here to do that. She had me going in these strokes from right to left in a wisp from the top right corner of the page, wisping down to the bottom left corner. Now, as soon as I go, and I'm going to switch now, I'm feeling something different coming in. Okay, she's having me go completely over to a red. So I'm grabbing an orangey red, actually. It's a vibrant, taking me down to the bottom right corner. Now, here's the interesting thing when you're doing this. I might start talking fast, too. It gets that way when the energy picks up. What can happen is, when you're painting this, I have this in a landscape mode right now, the paper. I'm using a regular computer size paper, 8.5 by 11. And you'll paint it one way, but when you're done, then we flip it around and then you're, oh my gosh, look at what was there. See, I don't have a clue what's going to pop up into this yet until we look at it after we're done. We're just painting it. We're just going with it. We're not trying to do anything but what it says. Just go here, go there. She had me go to a deeper red, this is more of like a magenta, like you have for your computer ink. That's what I feel. What had me go to the opposite corner. And there's still that billowy stroke. Sometimes I grab the brushes and they want me to take these long, straight strokes. It's interesting how this works. And every one of them is different. They just come in. And now I'm changing. I was using a flat brush. I've got a couple of different shapes here because they have me grab different ones. You can use one or two, really. You could use the same one if you want. You know, another fun way to do this kind of painting is with pastel pencils or watercolor pencils. That's what I'm looking for. I've got all kinds of art stuff here because I love art. But there's this modality or this product out there called watercolor pencils. And so you would just use them like colored pencils and then take just plain water to them and then they flow. I've done them that way too. And that's incredible. Now I feel she's taking me to the green. She's taking me to the green. And the green is, the green is flowing across from the top down. You know, you'd think, oh, grass at the bottom. No, that's not what she's doing. This is coming in and it wants to spiral like a tornado does. It's bringing it down like a spiral. So there's an energy coming in to strengthen and protect the earth environment. I'm feeling a lot to do with nature here. And as I swirl this and bring it in, I start to flip the pages to see what's going on. And I see several different things. I see it's like the red had a pain that was being expressed. The blue is almost pushing it up, out, and away and thinning it out. And I painted that in the reverse of that. The orangey color, which was a lighter red, it kind of came out like in an orange on the paper. It's the vitality and the push for the prayer to heaven. It's like I am seeing a visual of the prayer to heaven from the nature, they pray too. You know, we pray for them. the prayers going up to clean up the environment. This is huge on the environment and just cleaning it up. And it's like the push for the prayer up, and then it's coming back down. And the swirl is the green renewal coming back down to help. Now, like I said, this was Archangel Ariel coming in for this one. And it came in very strong as far as the environment. And I feel a lot of connection to people out there that may be the indigos. If you don't know what I mean by the term indigo, that is a term for a particular generation. Most of them are here already. A lot of the children being born now are more in the crystal or rainbow. They're coming in because they are part of that new dimension we're moving up to and we're all evolving up to. Indigos came here to make it happen. They came here with this passion. Most of the indigos, and I've experienced that as well. We get excited. We get upset sometimes, and part of what we were learning how to do is harness all this passion without it tearing us apart, because we feel so much. And a lot of the indigos seem to have that empathic, but they also just know things need to change, or they need to be a different way, which is bringing out that activism in them, so to speak. And they just know things need to be a certain way. Ariel is saying, help is coming. You have not had wasted effort. This is very much going out to the indigos, which I think is such a beautiful refreshment for them, because I know they feel like they're out there blindly, you know, speaking for their cause and what they believe in. And they wonder if it's empty, if they wonder if they have anything supporting them. Sometimes they get emotionally connected to it. Hang in there. You did not come here without a reason. You came here with a lot of purpose, but there is an importance to putting a balance to that purpose and that passion, and not overloading, not pushing so hard, not pushing back what you're so upset about. So we don't want to give out the same energy we're upset about. We want to make a difference. Putting a lot of love into the areas that are dark and shadowy in the world can be a beautiful thing when you put that love there versus being angry at it. So to put more anger out there is just becoming more part of the problem, so to speak. So think about that one. This one very much was coming from Ariel. And I'm going to move on, because there was another one that came in. And this one actually came in about 5 minutes. And I do want to share it with you quickly, because this one was really powerful. This one came in about 5 minutes before we went on the air. And when I went to flip this one around, there is a fairy sitting. I mean, it turned into the shape of a fairy. It came in as a pink, and it has the orange vitality just flowing in. And then I saw a heart shape with a lot of love. And what was beautiful is, you know, when you think about the heart, there's the heart, the two halves of it. One half, it looks human. And it's holding and reaching out to the other half, which looks like part of the animal kingdom. And I saw the love for the animal kingdom there. And so it's very, very much coming in more with the environment as well. And a little bit of the green, which in this one, bringing out renewal. So every one of these become a very different thing. The yellow is lightning, because we're going to start to have that confidence in things that we're doing. This is a very interesting month coming up with February, because when I did the angel reads for the year, Archangel Metatron came in very strong for February, because this is the time to just go for it. Take a leap of faith in what you believe in yourself, and just really put some effort and energy into really believing in yourself. The balancing was what we did in January. Now I'm going to be bringing in another paper. We're getting ready to go to a break here, so I'm going to hang on. But if you want to call in for one, we have time to take one or two if you want to. And I'm going to keep going, because these seem to be specific. And it may be that the angels have chosen it to be that way. We're going to go with what they say. That one we just did was for the indigos, which I think is incredible. And now I feel something else coming up that's very different. And I feel Michael starting to come in. So I'm going to be ready. I'm going to start tapping in to see what Michael wants. And when we come back from the break, we're going to take another intuitive painting read from Archangel Michael. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we are doing spirit paintings with the angels right here on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
I'm Dr. Jen. I love that song. I have had that song played for me all my life because my nickname was Jenny when I was growing up. Thanks, Brian, for that one.
No problem.
I love it. We have intuitive paintings today with the angels. And right before we went to break, Michael came in and he's doing the next one and he was very ready to go. So while I was waiting to come back on the air, it didn't seem like it was fast enough for him. He had me starting, and it's with a very deep royal blue, and this is a completely different stroke, and it is just sweeping out like feathers, just boom, you know, strong, starting and just reaching out as long as they will go to the end of the page. So I'm going, and I'm starting from the middle and going straight up. So I'm like, okay, is he trying to paint a feather? What's he doing? See, don't do that when you're doing your intuitive painting. Just go with it. Don't try to think too much because we're so curious that we want to see what he's doing. And I said, no, just go for it. So, and they all went from the center of the page straight up. And then telling me to go and move over to a different brush. I'm using more of a rounded, pointed brush now, and it moved me over to a yellow, and this is kind of a soft lemon yellow, and it's going right through the middle of that. And now he's starting to talk to me about what we got going on. He wanted those sweeps of strength in the blue because that is his protection. You know, he's all about that blue energy. And that is, I am here protecting you. And he's beefing up. And as I know, it's like it's beefing. I know that word. It's bringing in confidence. Be confident and know that I've got your back. Know that I'm protecting you. He says that so many people are always saying, protect me, protect me. I hear you every single time, and I'm there every single time. He wants you to believe in that, and he wants you to trust that he's there for you. He says, I've got your back. I've got it. Know that it's there. That yellow is coming in very strong with a very sunny disposition, so to speak. It's a bit of a lemon yellow, and it's coming in with confidence to trust that he's got you. He's not going to let you down. If you've asked, then you will receive his protection. And now he's got me rotating the page more from landscape to a portrait. And I'm going that way now. And now I see that he wants me to take in going for a little bit of a deeper kind of like a reddish brown is what I'm feeling. Okay, yep. It's more of that magenta again. So I'm going with that, and it's taking me and going underneath, and it wants me to go into a horizontal stroke. The strokes. He wants me to do these strokes today, just back and forth strokes. There's a reason they have me move in a certain way with the paintbrush. I guess you could say this is like channeling their energy through the paintbrush, but it's also with your own. You can ask specifically when you're doing your intuitive painting, ask a question and then allow that brush to show you what the answer is. Just kind of allow it to happen. Now, like I said before, if you're just tuning in, you don't have to have any talent for this because you're not trying to draw or paint anything. You're just allowing these random colors that you go with, that you feel intuitively. You're going with the stroke or the movement that you feel is being guided for your hand to do, and you're just allowing it. So it really takes all of the stress out of, oh, did I do it right or do it wrong? There is no right or wrong. You're going with it. You're trusting that instinct. This helps you practice, I guess, if you want to say practice, but it helps you connect and go with the intuitive moment that you have. Like, I'm just feeling this color, or I'm feeling to make this movement. It helps you to have the visual so you can just go with it. And that's what I love. Now, he has me doing those strokes, and now he wants me to intensify them a little bit more with a darker color. And I'm trying to see what that is. Oh, it's like a brown. It's more of a brown. This is feeling very grounded. Wanting me to go into a circle now and just a rotation underneath. So this feels almost, it's almost looking like a rocket, actually. It's coming up and it's like building. What I feel and what I see is the underneath being grounded, but also we have the energy bursting up and through and surpassing any challenge. I know. So it's like, how do you get all that from what you're scribbling? But that's because I'm just going with what he's saying in the moment, what I'm feeling as I make that stroke, what I'm feeling that he wants me to grab and what he wants me to put down on the paper. And I asked him specifically, what do you want to say to the listeners today that are listening to this show? And he's saying they need to have confidence. Let them have confidence. Just reassure them, I am there for them. I am always there for them. He wants you to ask if you haven't been. He also wants you to know that he will help you overcome any challenge that seems to be holding you down. He's showing me a powerful vitality that's just busting through this weight that feels that it's got you held back or down. He says it's just going to push through. This is a time to bring a lot of miracles into your life. Anything is possible when you put that intention of your thought into it and you just go with it. Now, what I'm feeling now is I'm going, oh, here we go again. It had me switch back and I'm going for, oh, the green. Okay, green. Green usually means a renewal color because that's always like the fresh and the renewal. And it's coming in from the left. It's coming in from the left, opposite of those blue strokes. And like I said, I'm going to be putting these on my website this afternoon. I'll put them on my website so you guys can view what I was doing during the show. And you can always download the recording afterwards, and then you can like listen because the reads are going to connect with these. And I'll try to identify that on the site so you know which one's which. This is bringing in a lot of green from the left side. That left side is our, and this is what I'm seeing left, you know, mirroring back to me. Okay. That's the way I read mine. A lot of people go, what does that mean? Is that the left or the right? Don't get all over analytical with that. Go with what you feel is the intention of the left for you. This is the left side of the paper for me, and this is the feminine energy side of everybody. This is the renewal. This is that divine feminine coming in that's going to renew our hope in life and bring a lot of fresh, new creative solutions to a lot of problems that have been out there. Now, that's refreshing to see, and it's a very vibrant, like the color of new, brand new fresh leaves in spring. They have that lighter green color. That's what this looks like. So that left side is saying, I am bringing in that fresh renewal. You're a part of that. Everybody's a part of that energy that's coming in right now for that. So take accountability that you have an opportunity to really contribute here, because we all have this. Michael's going to put that power, strength, and protection in there and give you that confidence to know you're fine. And then this renewal of this energy, this divine feminine energy coming in, it's to come in and nurture life again, nurture and heal, bringing in new solutions. I'm really liking this one. This one's really cool. Very exciting to see. I feel like even men, this isn't just for women. This is men and women. This is everybody. This is looking at life from a different perspective. Let's try something else. Let's do something that can bring a solution and some peacefulness to this. It's creating a new way, new ways, just like what we're feeling with these paintings right now. You have no idea because they're new. They're brand new. One of the things that was the most logical thing I ever heard was, I believe Einstein says, we're scientists. We don't know the solution because that's what it is. We're experimenting all the time. We don't have all those. I don't know exactly how that quote goes, but he's talking about, that's what scientists do. We're experimenting. So we don't have all the answers. That's what we're looking for. And that was the intention of his quote. This is what we have to allow in. We have to allow in that new ground that we're not familiar with. We have to allow ourselves to go there so we can discover those new things that are going to take us into this new dimension, this new way of life that's going to be so much vastly improved in all areas. It'll bring in the solutions for the environment that Ariel was bringing in on the first message. Michael's letting us know he's got our back. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be new and different. The inventors have that energy that do that. They're not worried about what somebody thinks of them. They're just inventing. They love it. We all have a little bit of that that wants to ignite within us. So allow it. Just like I'm doing here, I have no idea what they want me to do while I paint these. I'm just going with it. And I didn't know that they wanted to bring these messages until we got on the show. This is very non-scripted, which is interesting. To me, these are the best ways to do it. This is authentic. I love it. I don't pre-script anything that I do with reads. I just don't see the point in that. I've had them ask me, do you want callers to call in? I'm like, yes, if they want to. If they don't want to and they just want to listen, that's fine too. The angels seem to have something that they want to say to everybody today. So that's what we're going with. And that is what they're doing. So think about that. When we come back from break, where this is the fastest segments today with the painting, but I lose track all the time at the easel. I'll sit there for hours and it feels like 10 minutes. When we come back, we're going to do one more. And we're going to see. I have no idea what it's going to be. I'm going to ask which archangel wants to bring the last message to you. So stay with us. If you're just tuning in, we're doing spirit paintings with the angels here on the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
Ooh, baby, ooh.
in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show, where we are painting spirit paintings with the angels today. I'm doing intuitive paintings while we're on the air, and we've done two or three already, but we're going to do one last one. And while we were on break, I asked who or which archangel wanted to bring in the last message for everyone, and it was Metatron, Archangel Metatron. Immediately, I said, what are we going for? He says, we're going for Vitality Orange, and we're going to go in a kaleidoscope kind of vibe. So he's got me going with that orange, and it's big, it's swooping, and it's going almost like very energetically and quickly. So there I'm going with it. You might hear that rustling of the paper. That's me painting the brush here. I'm using watercolors. If you're just tuning in, it's like, what the heck is she doing today? We're painting while we're on the air. We're bringing that imagination of yours to follow me with these paintings. This is a lot of fun. I love doing intuitive paintings. I could just do these all day long. I'm going to be putting the ones that I did today on the air on my website at jenroyster.com. Give me a few hours because I've got to get them. They have to dry so I can put them on my scanner. And then I can bring them onto the site. So that'll be going up sometime this afternoon, for sure by tomorrow. So give me an opportunity for that. Lots of vitality with this one. Lots of orange. I'm asking, what are we doing? We're swapping. Going to a darker color, a little bit darker orange with a, yep, there we go. Okay, got it. So I can He goes, enhance that. Okay, I got it. He goes, this is the time to bring it. It's time to manifest it. It's time to bring those passions to light. He's saying, while, and I'm doing this with intention for everybody, but when you're doing your paintings, if you want to do this, when you're doing these strokes, if you want Archangel Metatron to work with you, use intention with what you're trying to bring into your life. What is it you want to manifest? It's time to bring your passions into your life. It's time to live that way. It's time to choose it. We have lots of that energy coming in March about choosing. It's time to make a choice. And he's saying it's time to bring it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to put a mark on the paper. These are things that he's saying to tell you as well. He keeps having me rotate. Usually I don't rotate so much. I'm rotating the paper around. I went from landscape to portrait, and I just keep going around like a clock. I'm not trying to paint anything in particular. I'm just going with the strokes. This has a little bit. Now he wants me to switch over to the, what are we doing? Going to the blue, the lighter blue, more of the, it's more of a sky blue. This one's a sky blue, not the royal blue. Has me going into that. All right. Wow. Oh, I got to keep talking. I'm on radio. I see. I'm going to get lost. Brian, just wake me up if I get lost.
Okay, we'll do.
I'm getting into this one.
Jen.
This one's fun. He's like got me going and going, and then I'm going, oh wait, you have to keep talking. That's funny because usually I'll get lost and that's it. I have to remind myself to eat when I do these. I feel like I get so much information just going with these colors. Now this one is very orange, very swooping around, had a rounded stroke where when we did the Archangel Michael painting, he had me going in straight lines a lot. It was like, put that pencil down and make a mark and commit. I mean, it felt very strong with his energy coming through. This one is very wispy and moving fast. Like, if you could think of watching, you know, if you took something and you were just watching it form into something, it reminds me of living here at the beach. It reminds me of when they come out and the artists are doing the sand sculptures, all that sand all over the beach. And they come in once a year when they do this big festival every year, and they do the incredible sand art sculptures. Just beautiful. I mean, just forming this and wisping it up into some incredible shape and form. This is what this energy feels like. This is a very creative energy that's coming through. He's having me go into the yellow now, going back into that yellow, and that always feels like confidence and just trust it. Trust what you're creating. Thank you, Metatron, by that. I was like, what are we trusting? He says, trust what you're creating. Trust that passion inside you. Its intention is to be there. And there's a lot of second guessing all the time. People that go and they get read after read after read, or they always want someone else to reassure them. It's time for us to embrace and trust what we're picking up that's right for us. And here's the thing, it may not match anything that anybody's telling you because it's yours. And they want you to bring that uniqueness out. They want you to bring it to the table. He keeps saying, bring it. He's very like a athletic coach here. Go, 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 go. He's like, let's go, let's bring it, let's do this. And it feels very energetic, like a cheerleader at a pep rally, pumping everybody up to go. Hit the mark, go. That's what this energy feels like. Very strong, full of vibrance, incredible energy. Metatron is a wonderful angel to work with. And you know, he can clear those chakras with that wonderful macabre cube that he has. If you ask him to help you with clearing and you just visualize that light is just coming through your crown all the way down and through your chakras, just let them ignite with light and bust out all of that dark cloud and gray. When you are tapping in with intuitive painting, you can do so much with the colors of the chakras. You can ask to paint what's in your energy field. You can ask to paint the answer to a question. I like doing them with the angels. You can do it, just say, okay, let's paint my energy field. But you can also ask to do it with your higher self as well. I like combining them all because I feel so much more comfortable in there with what I call my best friends, the angelic realm. I don't go a day without doing something with them because I enjoy their company so much. And I love sharing what they have with you. Know that you can do this as well. If you want to learn a little bit more about what I'm doing with intuitive paintings, come over and visit me at the website. I do workshops on this. We can also, if you want to just send a question to me, please do. I'm here for you. This is an incredible way to open up your creativity if you want to connect. Sometimes for people that are having trouble connecting, this is a very fun way to learn how to be on the right side of the brain. No talent required. Just bring enthusiasm, intention to connect, and you will. You absolutely will. You don't need a lot. Just quickly, just before we go off the air here, you don't need a lot. You don't need to spend a lot. You just go get a child's paint set, like watercolor set, and some plain paper. You can get little art all-purpose pads at the art store that take different media, like acrylic or watercolor. Just have fun with it. You don't have to spend a lot on brushes either. Just get something simple. Get the watercolor pencils. Do it that way. Do what you like to do. If it's crayons, go for it. If it's pastels, go for it. If you want to go out and use mud, go for it. I mean, use what you're drawn to because that's what's going to work for you. I like to use the colors, so that's why I was using this. I love using vibrant colors in my paintings. And then step back from it, let it dry, and then go back and look at it and rotate it. Keep rotating it a quarter turn all the way around, and you'll be quite surprised what you might see in there. I've enjoyed sharing this with you today. Be sure to check the website out either tonight or tomorrow. I'll have these on the air, uploaded to the website so you can see what I painted today. I want to send all of you much love, peace, and enthusiasm for a great 2014 year. Thank you for listening to the Jen Royster Show. We'll be back next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good.
Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.